Pentagon debuts B-21 Raider, first strategic bomber edition since Cold War. By Simon Kent on December 4, 2022. The Pentagon debuted the latest addition to its Air Force arsenal Friday, rolling out the first new American bomber in a generation. The B-21 Raider nuclear stealth bomber went public in California after years of secret development with the promise of being the backbone of a modernized bomber fleet for decades to come. The bomber is named in honor of the Doolittle Raids of World War II and 80 men, led by Lieutenant Colonel James Jimmy Doolittle, and 16 B-25 Mitchell carrier-borne medium bombers set off on a mission to bomb Tokyo. The successful effort served as an initial retaliation for the December 7, 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, and provided an important boost to American morale. The designation B-21 recognizes the Raider as the first bomber of the 21st century. UPI reports Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, U.S. Air Force officials and executives of aircraft manufacturer Northrop Grumman Corporation hosted the unveiling event at company's production facilities in Palmdale, California, hailing a significant milestone in plans to replace the aging B-1 Lancer and B-2 Spirit bombers now in service. The proposed fleet of 100 aircraft is estimated to cost $203 billion to develop, buy and operate over 30 years, according to Bloomberg. The B-21 Raider is the first strategic bomber in more than three decades, Austin said. It is a testament to America's enduring advantages in ingenuity and innovation. And it's proof of the Defense Department's long-term commitment to building advanced capabilities that will fortify America's ability to deter aggression, today and into the future. Air Force Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown Jr. predicted the B-21 will become the backbone of our bomber fleet thanks in part to its updated stealth qualities and mission flexibility. The B-21 is part of the Pentagon's efforts to modernize all three legs of its nuclear triad, which includes silo-launched nuclear ballistic missiles and submarine-launched warheads, as it shifts from the counterterrorism campaigns of recent decades to meet China's rapid military modernization, AP reports. We needed a new bomber for the 21st century that would allow us to take on much more complicated threats, like the threats that we fear we would one day face from China, Russia, said Deborah Lee James, the Air Force Secretary when the Raider contract was announced in 2015. While the Raider may resemble the B-2, once you get inside, the similarities stop, said Kathy Warden, chief executive of Northrop Grumman Corporation. The way it operates internally is extremely advanced compared to the B-2. Because the technology has evolved so much in terms of the computing capability that we can now embed in the software of the B-21, Warden outlined. Other changes include advanced materials used in coatings to make the bomber harder to detect, Austin said. When it does become available, the bomber's main base will be Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota, where training will be carried out. Whiteman AFB in Missouri and Dias AFB in Texas are also in line to host B-21s. Six of the advanced bombers are currently under production, each are considered test aircraft. The B-21s will eventually join a bomber fleet that is the smallest and oldest in U.S. Air Force history. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.